Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Making new friends as an adult isn't always easy, because once school and college are behind us, finding new people and building meaningful connections can take a lot more effort. That's where Make a Mate Ireland comes in. Founded by Andrea Twomley in Donegal, the social club is all about bringing people together through fun, relaxed events designed to help people meet new friends and try new activities and feel more connected to their community. From beach pilates and pizza and paint nights to social strolls, it's creating opportunities for people to step outside their comfort zone and make genuine connections. Andrea joins me now to tell us more about the idea behind Make a Mate Ireland and also why connection matters more now than it ever did. Andrea, tell us about Make a Mate Ireland. Was there a particular moment or like a personal experience that inspired you to start it?
So me and my sister were actually in KO Fitness in Letterkenny. We were at the gym and we were just discussing how like there's a lack of activities for adults in Ireland, that it seems to be affecting people's mental health. People are focusing more on their phones and stuff. No one's getting out and about chatting anymore. We're saying it's not great. So I'm just back from Australia and I was just saying how there's so many social clubs, so many fun activities, that even if you're to pop up on like, say, Irish in Perth, that, oh, does anyone want to go catch a pint? Does anyone want to go do this, do that? Someone's more than likely going to go and say yes. And there's nothing like that there in Donegal, especially. So I was like, screw it, I'm making an events page, and it was up and running the next day. So that was that.
It's really taken off so well for you. And I think it is true when people say it is hard to make friends as an adult. Why do you think that is, though, in your own opinion?
Where's the spaces for adults to go make friends? Yeah. You know, whenever you're thinking about making friends, you're thinking about secondary school, primary school, university, work even. And it just seems to be that they blossom in close space environments. So where do adults go and make friends? And I do think in Ireland, there's also a bit of a stigma that no adult wants to come across and seem a wee bit like eager, or they might think, people are thinking, oh, like what's wrong with them or something, to go out and say that they want friends. But who doesn't want to make friends, you know? So yeah, now there's a space for people to go and do it.
I think you hit the nail on the head there. There is a stigma. You don't want to come across as an adult as someone who has, inverted commas, no friends, even though it's not as straightforward as that. It's not a black and white situation. Mm-hmm. What kind of people are coming along to the events then? So is it mainly people who are new to the area, or is it people that are living there already and they're looking just to expand their social circle?
Seems to be everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so nice. Like, there's people in their 20s, their 30s, even 40s and 50s come along to join, which I think is great. And then people are exchanging phone numbers or in socials. So just seems to be everyone. Just people that, like myself, I've come back from Australia. I've heard from people coming back from America and, you know, just being out and about for maybe away for 3 years, and then all their friends might still be away. So yeah, just everyone.
I know you've hosted some really fascinating events as well. Beach Pilates, always a nice one to go with, particularly when you're in Donegal. Pizza and paint, social strolls. How have those types of events in particular been received by the crowd that are coming along?
Thank God, everyone. I've had such positive feedback afterwards. Everyone's coming up to me and being like, this was great, really enjoyed myself. When's the next one on? It's just great to see that everyone's eager to get out and about and want to spend time outside, connecting with other people, getting a wee match afterwards. So yeah, it's been good so far. I've not had any negative feedback, thank God. And everyone themselves are saying that there's such a need for this type of stuff, especially in Donegal, as we're so isolated from the rest of the country. So no, everything's good so far.
Have there been any standout moments, successful moments and stories from people who've attended so far?
I would see it as a success, people exchanging phone numbers or socials. And then I've had people be like, oh, me and this person met up for a coffee, me and this person went for a walk. So I'm glad to see that people are actually flourishing from these events. Like, even after the Pinot Picasso event, people went into Letterkenny for a night out together as strangers. Like, that's so nice. Like, they were like, let's go for a pint. And they did. And it was great. So, and I joined them as well. I couldn't say no. So I'm enjoying it so far.
It's so nice to see that it does pay off and that people can get their friends out of it. And it goes well even beyond what you were trying to do in the first place. I know you have a charity event coming up as well. Tell me a little bit more about that and why giving back is so important to the group.
So we're doing a charity beats and breakfast morning on Sunday the 5th of July in Downings. Make a Mate is collaborating with two run clubs, from Melton Run Club and Same Boat Running Club. and we're hosting a social stroll and fun run followed by coffees, toasties, assays at Fifi's Coffee Shop in Downings, and then afterwards we're going to be listening to music by DJ Cardinal. We're raising money in aid of Alana McGettigan, who is running the Dublin Marathon in October for the Irish Cancer Society, and we feel like it's so important to give back as it improves people's lives every day. Charities give back and they drive positive societal changes, so it's just so nice to know that we're helping fund something like that there.
And it's great to see a few of the groups in the area. You mentioned the two run clubs as well. You all coming together and collaborating.
Yes.
You're all about the same purpose.
Yeah. Yes, Alana and Charles are both young, in their 20s as well, and they wanted to get like the both aspects, you mean like movement and connection. So it is really great to see. And they are collaborating with other businesses throughout the area as well. So it's great. Everyone's open for it. So it's lovely to see.
What has the response been like on socials since launching Make a Mate? Has it grown in a way you could only have hoped? It's really taken off. Like,
yes, again, such positive response. Thank God, like from all the private messages from people stopping me in the streets to even like praise and congratulate me. It's been really, really nice to see. And I've had messages saying that they felt so involved, welcomed, that they didn't feel awkward. Some people were nervous coming along, and then afterwards they're like, why was I nervous? Like, I had nothing to be nervous about, you know what I mean? Like, it sometimes it is in your own head, or like you have this fear about going out and about, and there's no need to be scared. Sure, I'm straight up and over to you and saying, how are you, asking about your day, and also you're probably like, oh Jesus, this is a wee bit much. But no, it's been really good. I'm delighted to see such a response, and it's not even been up and running for 2 months and I nearly have 700 followers on Instagram. Like, even that there to itself, I'm like, that to me, that's quite big. So
it is quite big for sure. What would you say to someone who's a little bit maybe nervous about coming along on their own?
Don't be worrying at all. I want to see you set the next one, come along. And even if you are a wee bit nervous, just come up to me. I'm there. I'm straight over to welcome anyone who's in the doors or on the beach, just to introduce myself if they need anything, to come up and say hello to me, or come up and, like, the last one was with Georgia, so I just, like, if you need anything, come up and say it to us, or if you want me to introduce you to anyone, I've no problem doing that there. I'm usually like, everyone here is open to making new friends, like, don't be scared, just go up and say hello, my name is whatever. So yeah, no, again, as I said, it's more than likely in your own head, don't be nervous at all, I'm there. So
if people take that advice, tell me about Paddle and Pizza in Letterkenny, that's coming up. What can people expect from the evening?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that there. Look, I've not done it, so I'm no Serena Williams. I'll not be beating up the court at all. But there's a new paddle park in Letterkenny and everyone seems to be raving on about it. I was so delighted that they said yes to doing an event with me. So it's going to be, there's four courts active. It'll be 2x2 and then followed by pizza. I'm only there for the food, really. I'm going to end up breaking an ankle.
You can yeah, be one of the spectators. It's completely fine.
I will
fine.
Be. Yeah. I'm like, woohoo, you just got this.
No harm at all, really, to be fair.
No.
Looking ahead, do you think that this group could spread beyond Donegal, this specific one? I know that social clubs like this exist everywhere in the country, but your particular one, is it going to go far and wide with all of the Donegal people all around Ireland and the world?
Oh Jesus, I don't know if Make a Mate's going international or not yet. It'd be great to see my holiday to Bali or something, but I don't want to say yes or no to that yet, as I do have a full-time job. I am a support worker for adults with autism, so a lot of work goes in behind the scenes for these events. So for me to go further than Donegal, Jesus, I'd need a whole crew, I'd need a whole team, and I'm a non-profit as well, so Jesus, I don't know, we'll wait and see.
It would be great even if people just took the idea with them. And
100%.
You had a Make a Mate in Australia and it was one of your friends who had moved over there, things like that. And it's just great to see that these things do exist now everywhere. If people want to find Make a Mate on socials, what is your handles? Where can they find you?
I am Make a Mate Ireland on Instagram and on TikTok. And then I'm just Andrea Twomley. So if you ever see me in about, just come up and say hello. I'll not bite. So yeah.
Andrea, thank you so much for joining me on our radio's group chat this evening. I'm sure we'll catch up again about some more wonderful things that you're planning.
Amazing, Valerie. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.